We left off the Gemara, meeting by Yossi Yerin Apshe, and we heard the case this last time, Rabboni Hugatsi. Now, Haiku Ruchum, we have the case this Haiku Ruchum. The Gemara discussion is, how will the Chachomim be made and if a chumre with a great hardship is might emanate from the kule. It's not the derech chachomim to make a kule if, as a result of that kule, there might a great hardship might ensue to the woman. Because as a result of this kule, that the derech of his lemon, if the bow come, so then he'll pass left and there'll be a hardship for him. Hai kuluchum, b'risho isha rabo, gavimitei chumra she'achmato, they say, for the poor ichu leich mevilu leikir, u'mishane mishimikina hakiru berabon, mishayach mivcha hai kuluchum, ve'u, di imat zichu setrei, u'bo bailo mitereslav, kidam gulim hozo, v'hashi b'chal peitzi mizeh mizeh, di hozo, zimnin gulim efshal misake, ki shul roa leechot, שהוא יומקר שהוא בא, ואפילו יש שם הרבה מי הביא מכאן והואים, אבל כאן יוכל נשאר אוכל בשניים. So this is question is, so just as the more asks here, how could you humbly, the Chachomim, shouldn't make a kule, apply a kule, if a hardship might ensue to a woman, the Gemara should have the same kashe in Yevamos. The Gemara says that in the death of his lemon, to sing his bio. So the Gemara says, "Mitei chumra shechmar to be saved for no good for us." So the Gemara says, "Lo yoich nev lo leikim." So the Gemara says, "We should not do that." Why does the Gemara ask over there? How come you chumra? Because if you don't believe in the echot, and so ubo bayo is with teneslavas, even though ubo bayo, because she's a nusa. If the halacha of kashmi asur on the baal kachasur on the baal applies only to the case where b'meizid she was mizan, but if two eidim testified, so she's a nusak mur. B'shein kei, if an idecho testifies, even though the chachomim believed him, but there is a special takonis chachomim that if the baal, because the nemonis of the echot is based also upon the umdin of the ish, ish died convincingly. So mainly if the baal in the end does show up. So that means that Isha was a pishas. She was very neglectful in her umdene. So the mele, mid rabbonon, it states in Izeh or Mizeh. It states in Izeh or Mizeh. So again, a chumre might assume. So why would the Gemara say, as the kasha over there, haiku lechumre? So Teisa says, no, anything. Over here, the Gemara is the kasha haiku lechumre, because it's possible to enable the Isha to get married, even if we don't accept the testimony of the Idecha. So we require two Eidim. Why it's impossible to send it through two Eidim? So then, whenever a Baal wants to send a get to a Shliach, he'll know that he has the burden of sending it through two. Basheim came, Tamimez, Bailo, sometimes the husband dies and just one witness observes it. Not two. So in that case, if the Chachomim wouldn't apply the kule, it would mean that in all these situations where just one person observed the death of the husband, so the Isha will have to remain an Adune all alive. So anyway, so even though a hardship might sometimes ensue as a result of the nemonis of the Idechot, but it's much better to apply the kule, even though sometimes a hardship might ensue, than to not apply the kule, and then force the woman to remain an agune in certain situations where there are no two witnesses who see the death of the husband. This is my thing. Alright, let's take this kashi, and let's take this text. Now here, Rabbi Kevegia has a kashi. And Rabbi Kevegia has different lishenis. Sometimes he says ksas solchiyun, sometimes he says solchiyun, sometimes he says teime, and sometimes he says luizochisilo. So here the Rabbi Kevegia uses the expression luizochisilo. So that means that Rabbi Kevegia considered this, when Rabbi Kevegia says Tzas Koshe, that means that Rabbi Akiva knew about Eretz, but still he considered it Tzas Koshe. If he says Rizochis Lohom, it means that he considered it as a very strong Kashe. Rizochis Lohom, the Brema Kdeshi. Kim di Zamchilon al Svora di Taik, the Bible means, me mele Rishayach Shiyobe, for we also did a Chumre. Vishan Lohoche, the Art is Zamchilon, the Ashliach Him Remes, מכל מוקים, שם עוד יובי בעל ויערר בשקע, ואני שם יוירד. It seems to be a very strong question. He says, what? The Gemara cannot ask, how cool are you from him? That is over there. And Idecho testifies, that means by it. And the Gemara says that Idecho is now. Why is it now? Because we take Chimra Shechmar to be safe for. So maybe he should not convince me. Or because it's built to David of Migluye. So lo bishak chayinche. Whatever the reason is. So in other words, on the basis of certain wilderness, whether it's the Yishidai convinced it because of the Chimra Shechmar to be safe for, or because it's built to David of Migluye. So we presume that what Idecho says is true. So in other words, al pidi, we assume that it's true. We have an evidence. We have a bill. Now, if we have a bill that the husband is dead, why should we conjure up shoshes that are contrary to the berurim of the Torah? Why should we conjure up shoshes? If the husband will show up. But, so, then everything is possible. And when two aid testify, it's not possible that the husband will show up. Of course it's possible. There is a parasha of Hazome, of Eidim Zeidimim. So in other words, so everything is possible. But the halacha is that there are certain mones and birurim that the Torah recognizes. And this is one of the birurim. Whether it's in the Raisa or the Rabbonon, there's the halacha. That the Nidecho is Nemon by means Bayo. So it's a biru. If it's a biru, we don't have to conjure up shoshes, morash cheres. Maybe the husband will show up. Why should we say maybe the husband will show up? So it's the end of the world. So then, when two Eidim come and testify, maybe the Eidim are Mishakeya. There is a parasha of Eidim Zeidim. Maybe. But we shouldn't say this maybe. Because Al Pidin there is a bill. So we can't say maybe. So Melech Gemoy couldn't ask, Hai Kuru Chungu, the Osebao. Meicha Teisa Osebao. It's inconceivable that Osebao. Even though it's possible. Everything is possible. Even when 1,000 Eidim testify, it's also possible. It's possible that the 1,000 Tehidim are Mishak. It's possible. But Al Pidin is a biru. So here, Eidecho is a biru. Whatever the reason is. Masha'im came here. So the Gemara couldn't ask, Haikul Ruchum Ruh. But here the Gemara asked, Haikul Ruchum Ruh. Because Estesa says, Yeish li foresh apostle imamish, Avodabu Mehemen. Even though the Baal is not Mehemen. Why isn't the Baal Mehemen? Because the Shliach is Mehemen. So the Melech, Vileke Laz Be'alme, is Mifs. So what Moshin takes to see is that the Gemara assumed that even though he's not Behemen, so in other words, so we say that whatever Iru, the Baal says, which is counter to the testimony of the Shliach, is a lie. But still, it is a Laz, so it's possible. The second Moshin takes to say is, if we take it for granted that what the Baal says is a lie, so then we couldn't pass it yet just because there is a stigma, because there is a stigma circulating, but it means people will believe it. Whatever the pshat is, whether the pshat is the first Lashon Tesis, that because of the last, so the Chachomim pass it a bit, or they don't pass it. Even if we say that because of the laws the Chachomim pasul, but it doesn't mean that we believe the Baal's Iru. We pasul it because we don't want that a Nisha should be divorced with the get that has a stigma on it. But we don't believe the Baal's Iru. We believe the Shliach. Some Lele sins, some Lele we have to be Chesh. Maybe the Baal will come and be made Silas L'Sheker. But over there, if the Baal shows up, so that will mean that the Idecho was Mishakir. Why shouldn't we say that the Idecho was Mishakir if Al Pidin the Idecho does not? It's a very strong kasha. Now, I just would like to discuss the Indian demonis of Idechot by Mizpah. Gemara says the Kashi here, how is it Dechot Nemo to say Mizbai or but in the Oshabel of course Mishnah that Pichas in the Yuvas. So then Omar Abzeire Mitichin HaShachmar to be saying for a cult of Bitchil. So Gemara is Lila Yitzchil. Mishim Yitin HaKil Rav. Now, first of all, the question is raised from this Gemara, we see that there is no special halacha of an idechot being nemun by mezbai. More asking, no b'shevei opach mishnayim, so more bases it upon the fact mitichin la shechmarto lebseifu is ishet aikum minze. So it's based upon certain nundenes. But the Sifri says liyokum idechot biish v'cholov nuchachatos. The Sifri says v'cholov liyokum idechot biish biishu demikom. I will come to be issue. If an idechot is nemon, it is issue to say mizbai. So we have a special zerasakosu. So we have a special zerasakosu that an idechot has nemones by mizbai. So why does he more base it upon the fact that mitichim ashechmar to be safe for encounters also because issue daiver mizbai. So. A very good teretz could be mentioned, and some say it, I think, because we see that according to the Rambam, there is an afkimine by mezbayo, between an idechot kosher and an idechot posel. The halacha is that if an isha or kore ben eved the shifro, atem zir mitumei amen, all psulim amen. But there is still a difference according to the Rambam sheet halacha lakoches, a very fundamental. Now the Gemara applies, the Gemara mentions Ligabe Mezbaimo, Ligabe Lahupe, Ligabe Eitzeite, the Haloche of Komokim Shinino Tere Dechot Arikan Shnai. So Ligabe Mezbaimo, the Gemara at the end of your one is mentioned. What does it mean, Komokim Shinino Tere Dechot Shnai? If one Dechot comes and says Mezbaimo, and Bezdin gives her a Psak, Linose, then after Bezdin gave her the Psak, Linose, another Dechot comes, and is Makrish the first Dechot, and says loimeis, so we say the first one is nemones of two, and the second one is only nemones of one. In Rosh Lechot Mokim Shnayim, so she's miteres linos. So the Shita Zaramba, Adar Shem Achelik, the Shita Zaramba is that this applies only to nidachot kosher, but it doesn't apply to nidachot posel. In other words, if nidachot a man who is not a Rosh, is not a Kohen. So he's an eight kosher, but he's one, he's not two. But he's kosher ladies. So then if he testifies first, that means by law, then another idechot comes and says, Oy meis, after Bezdin gave her a psak, we not say, so the second one is not them. Because in Dvorashal Echod, we okay, Shnai. But suppose a apostle comes and says, a Misha comes and says, or in Korah comes and says, Mezbayo, and then Bezdin give a psak linose. Then another eight comes and says, Lemeis, Asur linose. In other words, God is the Rambam. The Rambam is really the Rambam. But according to the Rambam, the halacha of Komokin Shimineteri Dachdarika Shnayim applies only to a case of an Idechot Kosher, not an Idechot Posel. Now, with this, With this Droshim, this Sifri, we can explain the Rambam. Not that the Rambam is Murchach, Adar Gishenim Acheret. But even according to Adar Gishenim, what we say in the Sifri is true. So we see that there is a special Zeres HaKosov. That we all come with Achad B'ish, B'ish should be come. I will come with this issue, and here the Mora bases it upon the Lundene of Ishid Aigam Nisve. The answer is, we find that in the Achad Kosher is there. And we find that even in the Achad Posel is there, an issue or Korev, an issue or Korev, a Korev, no, Yerosha is not there. Yerosha is a Gazlan Reis, only Gazlan Rabot. Because we have Chashash of Mishakel. But in every the sheep for you mark Mishael the Tumei, all psulim, Anem. So, but there is a difference. Vis-a-vis in the Achot Kosher, so there is a special Zeres HaKosov. Lo yokum in the Achot Biish. Biish you didn't come. Abo Bishwe come. But that Zeres HaKosov, Abo Biish you come, applies only to the Achot Kosher. Lo Aye, from the same Pasuk we learn out that in the Achot is Mechayim Shwe. And over there, it's a Mishnah before Eshes. In Shmues, that an idachot posel cannot be mechayim b'shmue, only idachot kosher. So, and it's from the same posel that we learn out, the woman who didn't come, I will come with Shmue, we also learn out, the Yishu didn't come, I will come with Yishu. So, just as vis-a-vis Shmue, so we only learn out idachot kosher, not idachot posel, so vis-a-vis Yishu, we only learn out idachot kosher, not idachot posel. But that what means that even idachot posel is nemon. The anemones of the Dechot Posel is based upon Ishidaito Minseve, upon Minseve Abidu Hidluye. But the anemones of the Dechot Kosher, we don't have to resort to Isho Daito Minseve. So the Mele Shidis Rambam is, when do we say, Kol Mokim Shimino Tiri Dechot Ari Kanshnayim, only by Dechot Kosher? Shaking the Gabi Dachot Posel, Ayachot Posel, we don't apply the Aloche of Kolmokim Shinei Tered Adar Bishnayim. And the Adar Bishnayim, Achelik and the Rambam, they might also agree with this principle, except that they hold that we apply the Aloche of Kolmokim Shinei Tered Adar Bishnayim, even though the Nemonis is based upon Umdenis. But it's still not Umdenis by itself. It's the Nemonis that is based upon Umdenis. In other words, his Nemo, when we have the Umdene of Ishidaito Minseve corroborating the testimony of the Dechot. So the Mele, the Shiva Ramban is that we apply the Aloha of Komo Kishmini Dechot Akishnayim, even Ligami the Nemones that is based upon Umdene. But it's still a Din of Nemones. And Shiva Ramban is not. But, so in other words, so that two Alohas by Mezbayo. One is, that in the Dechot Kosher, so it's a special Zeres HaKosov, we don't have to resort to the Umdene of Ishidaito Minseve, and then in the Dechot Posel, we have to resort to the Umdene of Ishidaito Minseve. Now, Teisa says, nearly the less well, we may be Raman Sadi the Daiko Minseve, we never need Dechot Mikach Nateiro, Elo Mitakones Chachomim Udinemo, Vein Ze Akiras Dobo Nateiro, Kiv Mishadei Mehadobo Hobu Lahami, כמו שפורש לכמה מפירקים, שבדובו שיש ססתם, הוא סמך וחושי וגדום לזה. So there is a מחליק את השם. Some of the shame say that even the demonis by the Dechot Posel, by the Zvayl, is also in the Reis. But the Reis is demo, because of the Tichim HaShachmat of the Zivu. And even though it is based upon the Rabbonos, because if not for the Rabbonon of Tetzim Zer Mizeh, in case the Baal ultimately shows up, so then there wouldn't be any Daiko Minseve either. The Daiko Minseve is grounded in the Rabbonon of Tetzim Zer Mizeh. But since there is a Rabbonon, so then there is a Biro Midrais. But Eishe Shite is not. Midrais is not them. A Apostle is not them. But the Chachomim give him the monies. How can the Chachomim give him the monies? In here the Chachom Nakadom Nakira Bikum Masei, so this Shite is over the Mokim Shinish Tam Hogum, so Yish here the Chachom Nakadom Nakira, even Bikum Masei. Now we have to understand this, what does this mean? What are the Chachom Meikia? Chachom in Gomeikia, the Yisrael Shishish? In other words, Midraise it's not, he's not. So Midraise, we say, she's in Shishish, or Mahalat Pachas, he's Sofit Shishish. And then the Chachomim, even though Midraise,
She's an ishishish, or he's something in ishishish. But the Chachomim Moreika, she can get married. The Chachomim Moreika, the Yisar ishishish. Chachomim Moreika, the Yisar ishishish. It's not mistada. That this is Teis Vishite. Now, what is the aloha? If a woman got married, if a woman got married, and if a woman got married, on the basis of a testimony of Yidachot, and Bezdin gave her a psak, hetalinos, and then she had children with the other husband, the second husband. And then, the first husband showed up, ultimately. So he states in Zer Mizeh, and the blood is a mamzer. The blood is a mamzer with rice. Teis Zer Mizeh is Mirabalon, because with rice, it's not Teis Zer Mizeh. The Allah of Kishim, Shasur Lebal, Shasur Lebeil, only applies to Ishishish, who is Mizani Bemezit, but not if she is b'shedik, even if she is a b'shas, even if she was neglectful in her mother. But with Rabbah, but the Avlad Mamzer is certainly with us. Now if we are going to say that the Chachomim Moreika b'Yisar Ishishish, so that means that in such a situation there is no Yisar Ishishish. If there is no Yisar Ishishish, he was not even an Yisar Elbo. She's not an Elbo. If she's not an Elbo, why should Avlad be a Mamzer? So it's absurd to say that Teisus means that motiv sheishtam hom the Chachomim Moreika don't matter because we say the Moreika b'Yisar Ishishish. Chas v'sholem that the Chachomim Moreika b'Yisar Ishishish. The answer is we don't have to be a b'Yisar Ishishish because it's not even shayach to say in isurim it's shayach to say with raise it's oser. I mean with raise it's muter with rabbanon it's oser. But in biruri, what does biru mean? Biru means we are establishing the mitzvahs. So how is a child to say, midraise it is a biru? It's not a biru. Midrabonon it is a biru. The question is he dead or is he alive? So what do we say? Midraise it's not a biru. So midraise he's alive. But midrabonon is dead. I mean, does it make sense? So it's not child to say. It's not child to say biru. Midraise it's not a biru. And midrabonon it is a biru. But Pshat and Teisus, the obvious Pshat and Teisus is, I mentioned here in Gittin, I mentioned it already in Gittin twice, the Rambam, in Ksumes Dach, Chofres, Chavor, and the Gmore, of Oeimer, Bliu Ze Vitenu, Nemo Lachinu Bitrume, Nemo Lachinish, Nemo Lachinu Bitrume, because he has a Migin, Mal Vishakia, he didn't have to say that he is son, so no one would suspect that he is lying. So now that he said his son and he says he came, so Mawili Shak. So you never mean. But Lashir Ishanat. So Teisu says Lashir Ishanat because Lashir Ishan requires to aid him. Yuchs requires to aid him. So something that requires to aid him, we don't have is not Chayach Mige because Nidach Nidia Mapshulit Chaveri. So the Koli Teisu says there is no Mige. The Rambam actually says not that there is no Mige. There is a Mige. There is a Mige. But since Yuchs requires to aid us, so there is a loch of Shnai Leili Yom Dovo. So the male if Meshiv Aaron will come and say, will be made in Yuchsi. So will best be Mikabu the Eides? No. Six of Sakosu. Al Pishnai Leili Yom Dovo. Meshiv Aaron, of course, they're not lying in Meshiv Aaron. But even the not, they are craving. So the real best cannot be Mikabu. So what is Migi? Migi is Yechoche. Meshiv Aaron is a better Yechoche. But still, Bezin cannot give a Psaq Din on the basis of a Haggadah of craving, even Meshiv Aaron. So the Meile, Mige is a Yechoche. But the Kabbal Achilu Bitrumo, so it's Yisurim. So there is no Aloha of Eides, just Nemones. What does Nemones mean? We have to be Mivare. So the Meile, what difference does it make whether the Biro is established through the testimony of the Yechot, or the Biro is established through the Yechoche of Mahu Mishak? Masha'im ki Lashi Yisho. There is a Mige. But Meshiv Aaron, who is a chok, Migi is a chok. Yeah, then we ask. So he says that Migi is not affected by Yuchsin. Why? Because there is a loch of Vedis. Why is there a loch of Vedis by Yuchsin? Because Dabba Dabba Mome. So that's what the Teisus says. So by Mome, certainly there is a loch of Vedis. That's the Moker. And Migi is affected by Mome. So the answer is, by Mome we have two Nemones. We have Nemones of Vedis, we have Nemones of Baldom. Like both Mishem and Boreodif, according to Oman Doma. So how are we matey? There is no Eides. The answer is what the Baldova says. He's tied. Mashenkin Bayuksin, there is no Balgam. So there, there is only Nemones of Edis. And Miga is not Edis, just a Choche. So even though we know it's true, Bezdin cannot be Mater Harimas. Even though we know it's true. So Mimele, thesis is also made that Mitichir Meshachmato, we say, for Zinshin, I can meet the Tzibiru, it's an Undane. And if it's an Undane, it's not Chaya to say, it's a Biru Midrabah. There is no such thing. So it's a Biru Midraisi. So it's like Miga. But by Dovah Shebe'er, or there is a Loche, or Shnaimer, or Dovah, so Bezdin has no right, is not allowed to be Matir and Isholin or say, on the basis of Echotis. Only on the basis of Eis. And if Bezdin will be Matir, so it's not that Bezdin will be Marshal, the woman in the, and the, a couple in the Isar Shish. No! Because there is a Chore, there is a Biur Midraisa. So we take it for granted that she is not an Ishish, that the husband is dead. But even though we take it for granted the husband is dead, Bezdin cannot be materially innocent on the basis of a house. Even if Meshav Aaron will come and say, Nisgarosh, so Bezdin is not allowed to give a Psak Dinu Nos. Meshav Aaron, we know it's true. This is a Sakosuk al Pishnayim Eidin Yom Dom. So that's not the Isar Ishish, it's just an Isar Esek. Of our Pishnaim in Yom Dovo. So the Mokim Sheish Tam Hogun, Yesh Kiyar with Hachom Lakadom and Nateire, they can be Eikir, the Yisarese of our Pishnaim in Yom Dovo. And they can allow Bezdin to give a Psach Din Li Nosek, give the Yisha Psach Din Li Nosek, without a Brezeres. But it's not that Bezdin is Eikir, the Yisarese Sheish. But if the Baal ultimately shows up, so that means that the Yidachot lied. Some may lay, that means there was an Yisarese Sheish. All right. Was an onus, but the blood being a mamzer has nothing to do with onus or not onus. If there is an Isar Shishish, so the blood, so she's an elbow, so the blood is a mamzer. Alright, that's the plain pshat. That's the plain pshat means. Now I'm mentioning it to, in order to intensify our giving us cash. If we could say, if we were to assume that there is such a thing as a biro mit rabon or not a biro mit reis. So, in other words, so Ishidaiko means is only a bill with Rabbanon, but with rice it's not a bill. If with rice it's not a bill, so that means with rice we have to be Chayshish. Maybe he's still alive. But with Rabbanon we don't have to be Chayshish. If we were to say that, so then we could answer our Kibbutz Kasha. We could answer our Kibbutz Kasha. Because just as here, we say, because there is a possibility that the Baal will come and be Mishakeir. So here too, here maybe the Baal will show up, he will not be Mishakeir. If he shows up, he will not be Mishakeir. But since Midraisa it's not the Baal, so Midraisa we have to be Cheshish, maybe the Baal is alive. But the Chachamim said we don't have to be Cheshish. We don't have to be Cheshish. So Mele, we can ask the Kashi. After all, we cannot conjure up shoshes, negative Torah. But if Midraisa there is such a shoshi, and only the Chachomim, Mishim Ibune, said that even though we don't have a real bill, so we still can be matter and not say, so why should the Chachomim make a kule when the hardship might ensue? And we cannot say, why should we Cheshish after all? He's Nemo. He's only Nemo with Rabbanon, but with Isaac not Nemo. But this is not Mistaber. That would be highly unreasonable to say that the Rabbanon is, that with Rabbanon is a Biro, and with Isaac is not Nemo. But with Rabbanon is, with Rabbanon is a Biro, because that doesn't make sense. If with Isaac it's not a Biro, so what did Chachomim would say against the Torah? The Torah says it's not a Biru, so it's not a Biru. So in other words, we have no Biruvim. We cannot change the Mitzvahs. It's not Jayach to say in regard to Mitzvahs, the Reis Rabban. In regard to a Misa, we can say the Reis Rabban. So in other words, that means that Rabbi Giriga's Kashi is very strong. I mentioned that to point out that Rabbi Giriga's Kashi is very strong. But I think there is a way to answer Giriga's Kashi.
Sefer HaMitzvahs, Mitzvahs Lises Ereish Sadik. So there is a special law not to be done din in Foshes on the basis of Umdene. What does it mean on the basis of Umdene? Like the story with Shimon Meshadach, the Gemara in Shavuos, the Gemara in Sanhedrin mentions, Shimon Meshadach once saw one person was ready for Hachavere with his Sayyaf and was running into a Chur. And then Shimon Meshadach followed him. When he entered the Chur, he saw the pursuer, the Redek, standing, and the pursued, the Nirdev, was lying dead, and the pursuer was holding the Sayyaf that was stained with blood. So Shimon Meshadach cursed him, because he knew very well that he was the Ritziach. But he said, cannot be done. We cannot be done. Why? Because he didn't see the actual habit. So that's called Unden. That's called Unden. So there is a special app. A special app that we cannot be done in the foshes on the basis of Unden. The Hamitzvah HaMashlimo Tishin Mosayim Azoro Shinuzarnu Milvatzeya Esorin Shinau Pe'emet Chozot ואף אם כל גובדה, כי נשאלו אדום שסי לי ריטווה, להוגה, ונמלע ממנו לבייס, ונכנס, אוי זה יורדי, ונכנס אי זה יורדי, אחר, ונכנסנו, אנחנו אחריהם, ומוצאו מסניר דבור כמפרד, ויסי לי יורדי פועים מדולו, ועסקים ביורד, ושניהם ניגוע במידה, all stained with blood, I mean, he makes it stronger. הרי הרדף הזה, אין הסנהדרין הרגנסי, על דרך ביצוע האנש, כיוון שישמידו שרואו את הרציחו לנכך, ובו הזור בתיר הסאמס של הרג הזה, והוא אומר יסאלה, ונוקי ויצליק על תרק, ובמחיל תאומרו, ראו רדף החכבי ללהוגה, וישרוה, ואומרו לו ישראל ובן בריסו, אימו רק טועיסי תהורק, ואלימו עיניהם, ומצאו הורוק ומפורפר, ועשייף מנעת דם יד ההרק, שמיהם יחייב, תלמוד לימה ונוקי מצדיק אותם. צודק רבם סייס, ואולי כשמנך אדוב הזה, לא תחשב אם זה עובר, it might appear to you, it's unreasonable. Because after all, I mean, could there be strongest evidence, isn't it? Strong enough for חוכה. I mean, if the two Eidim saw somebody pursuing after another into a chuve, and then he came in a minute later and he saw already him dead, and the pursuer was holding the sayer, isn't it a strong raya? So the Rambam says that there are all kinds of chochas, of undenis. Sometimes it's more and sometimes it's less. And if the Torah had allowed to be done on the basis of certain undenis, so then, Sanhedrin, and it's difficult to determine, to draw a line, this is sufficiently strong in Mundanet, this is not sufficiently strong. So because of that, the Torah said that the Nefoshes Bezdin can be done only on the basis of a Biru Muchot. But if there is any remote possibility, no matter how remote, that he didn't kill, and here it's also possible he didn't kill, because it's possible. Of course, the chance is very, very, very slight, but it's possible that this person was pursuing this person to kill him, and he ran into the chuve, and as he ran into the chuve, another person, whom the Eidim didn't see pursuing, also ran into the chuve and killed him, and then he went out, and this person, who only wanted to kill, remained standing there. It's possible. That's possible. All the mystery stories, I think, are based upon this kind of a contingency. I mean, the one who, from all points of view, is the guilty party, he's innocent. It's possible. I mean, life, everything can happen. So in other words, so the pshat, now, we have to understand, now the Ramban is Masik and the Ramban. I don't have here the Asoges Ramban in this Ramitzes, I don't, the Asoges. But if the Ramban is Asoges, is Masik and the Ramban. He says that this drosh of the Mechilti, who Mechilti Omo Rohu Reili Vachaber El Hori, Vihisro Vehivomu Le Yisroel Uben Prisu, Imor Akto Yisei Tehorek,
ולימו עיניים ובוצו הורו ומפור פה, ועשי לפילת דמי על הערק, שמי אני חייב תלמונים אבינו כמיצן קלטה. So it's a drosh in Mechilte. So he says, this drosh in Mechilte is not a Lomad Ilchasi. Why? Because in Gemara in Bava Basra and in Shuez, there is a machlekes between Rabachem and Rabbonon. Gomol Reichel bin Malo. Vinimtso, Hov. So there is an Unde. That is Chayim. There is an Unde is Chayim. So Rabachem says that in the moment there is so we rely on Unde. But Rabbonon, the Rabbonon says that we don't rely on Mundane, even in Dinamones. Even in Dinamones, we don't rely on Mundane. So, and we pass like Rabbonon. Now, here, this Mechilte, the Ramban says, can accord with the view of Rabbah, that by Dinamones, based connect on the basis of Mundane. But by Nifosh is not. So why by Nifosh is not? That is because of a special art of Noki Mitzadik Al-Tarik. Masha'imke, because the posik of Noki Mitzadik Al-Tarik is peculiar to the Nefoshes, Noki Mitzadik Al-Tarik. Masha'imke, according to Rabbeinu of Rabache, that even in the Nemovenes, we cannot rely on the name. So it's not Shaya that the Torah says with Noki Mitzadik Al-Tarik in Nefoshes. Even in Nemovenes, there is no love of Noki Mitzadik Al-Tarik. So why is it in Momenes you cannot rely on Mundane either? Because of Al-Pishnayim Neidim Yochum Dogo. Al-Pishnayim Neidim Yochum Dogo. So Mimele, it's not shy to say that this love has reference, it implies that it's also for the Sanhedrin to act on the basis of Mundane. Because this is a love that is limited to the Foshes. So the droshing in Mechilte accords with the view of Rabach. Then by the moment is based, we can act on the basis of Mundane. But by the Foshes, even Rabach is made it, that you cannot act on the basis of Mundane. Now, so according to our Gemore, what does the law of Noki Mitzadik Al-Tarik imply? So there is a Gemore in Sanhedrin. Mi besten chay, ubo echot b'limitzus. So, how do we know that besten is mechuyev to reverse the judgment? Suppose besten was game a din some lechem, and then after besten was game a din, so is who showed up? So the halacha is that besten is mechuyev to reverse the judgment. Shenema binoki altar. Then minayim liyetsi mi bezdin zakai, and then bezdin realizes that he is chayev, so bezdin cannot reverse the judgment and be given the mitzvah. Once bezdin padadim, so even though then bezdin realizes that he was chayev, so bezdin cannot be given the mitzvah. Let me say, except by meisis umadiach, so bezdin can. But by all other nefoshes, not. She never mitzadik al tarik. So in other words, our Gemara applies this posik of mitzadik al tarik to Gabi Adadim. And not this drosha. This drosha of Mechilte can only accord with the view of Rabach. But now, that seems to be a strong kasha. Now, the Rambam doesn't pask like Rabach. So the Rambam paskens that even by the Nemomenes, so there is a aloche of that you cannot be done on the basis of Mundane. So how can there be a special law of the government fascists? The answer is, it's not the kasha of the Rambam. It's two separate halachas. Einoch namo, by Mundane, according to the Rabbanon of Rabache, so by Mundane we cannot be done al pi Mundane either. We cannot be done al pi Mundane either. So that means, suppose two Eidim would see how one share pursues another share. The share of Reuven pursues the share of Shimon. And then the two sharing went into Yechuv. And then the two Eidim came into the Chuve. And they saw that one share, the victim, is dead. And the share, and the other share, the pursuer, is jumping around. So according to Rav Ache, Beis Din would be able to give a psak din that the owner of the share, the pursuer, is chayav to pay to the owner of the share, the victim. According to Rabbeinu, Rav Ache not. But over there we don't have any tzeres, any love of inoki mitzadik otarek. So according to Rabbeinu Rav Ache, why can Beis Din be done on this of Undere? Because of the Gemara in Shmuel says, because the Gemara in Shmuel says, because of Pishnayim Yidim Yokondovo. What does it mean of Pishnayim Yidim Yokondovo? The Yidim have to testify on the basis of their observation. But if the Yidim testify on the basis of something that leads to a conclusion, that doesn't come within the aloche of our Pishnayim Yidim Yokondovo. And Rav Ache also admits that there is a aloche of Agonasides. But Rav Ache holds that it's not necessary that the Yidim should testify they saw. If they saw something else from which you can deduce that another fact happened, even though they didn't see the fact itself, it's also Pishnayim Yidim Yokondovo. And the Rabbeinu Rav Ache holds, no. Pishnayim Yidim Yokondovo implies that Beis Din can only act on the basis of a testimony of a direct real. If they saw the real, they didn't see the Eidim that the share of Reuven go the share of Shimon to death. They only saw that the share of Reuven was pursuing the share of Shimon. So maybe it's not a real. It's not a real thing. But so by moment in such a case, Beis Din couldn't give him psak din either, couldn't be mechayev or neither. But by Momei, Beis Din couldn't be mechayev. Why? Because there is no Agor Seidim. But suppose a Shimon himself was also standing there on the Chorbe. And Shimon himself, the Tebeah, says, I saw how Reuven share gold my share. So then the Beis Din would give the psak din. And since there are two Eidim who corroborate Shimon Steiner, that Reuven share gold, he share, Shimon share, so then, by moment, there is, besides the Nemones of Eides, there is the Nemones of Baldovo. So just as Beis Din can give a psak din on the basis of the time of the Baldovo, if it's corroborated by the Rechocha of Mige, so certainly here, that's a better Rechocha than the Rechocha of Mige. So, Mashayim by Nefoshes, there is a special love that not only because there is no reassending, so Beis Din cannot be done, Nefoshes. By Nefoshes, there is a Zasakosuf that we need a Biro Mukh. By Momen, so the business why on the basis of Hunde, Beis Din cannot be done is not because Momen requires a Biro Mukh, an absolute Biro. But because Momen requires Hagorasidus. What does Hagorasidus mean? Riasidus. So Mele, Beis Din cannot be done on the basis of the Hoches without Hagorasidus. So Mechivaran is a Biro Mukhlet. But since the Apostle Hades, so Beis Din cannot be made Momen on the basis of the God of Mechivaran either. Then because there is no Hades, because Hades is right. But by the Foshes, there is a loch of no Kvitzadik al-Tarek. No Kvitzadik al-Tarek. Even if there will be a fear, but if there is no Biro Mukhlet, so that's why the Rambam Sifamitzes explains it. It's called Levada. It's not Levada God. Not. So by the Foshes, we require a different kind of Vada that by Momen. By the Foshes, we require a Vada Mukhlet. By Momen, you don't require a Vada Mukhlet. After all, Beis Din can be made to Momen on the basis of kindness, even though it's not about the Mukhlet. But by the Foshes, there is a loche that Beis Din can only be done if there is a Biro Mukhlet, without a shadow of a doubt. But if there is a shadow of a doubt, so then Beis Din cannot be done. Cannot be done in Foshes. So here too, it's not only that the Riyas HaMaisa is lacking. We can visualize a situation where the Rias HaMaisa is there, but it's not about the Mukhlet. It's not about the Mukhlet. So Mimele, Beis Din cannot be done, because it's not the only. Now, with this, so Mimele, We can answer the Ramban's kasha and the Gemara. He says, since that we pass like Rabbanu Tabache, so why resort to a special law that not in Tzadik Altare, even to the Mormones, where there is no special law not in Tzadik Altare? So we couldn't be done based on Gundene. The answer is, by moment we couldn't be done based on Gundene, because Ria Sereidim is there. But suppose there'll be a Ria Sereidim, but still we...
It requires a stronger business, a more clear,
From the moment we can differentiate, we can differentiate. But that is part. Now, the Rabbeleia, in this tradition, which the Hiddush of Rabbeleia, and our Gemara, so he has another kasha. And this Gemara, he has the kasha. The Gemara says, that we are Hishish, according to Rabbe, we are Hishish made in Shavuot Lishmo. So between regards to Tzimis Aget, we can understand that why the Gemara bases it upon the Psul of Shavuot Lishmo. But in regards, the Shliach has to say, for an Ech, Tavu, for an Ech. So in other words, we are Hishish, maybe the Chimei was Shavuot Lishmo. Also, so he said, Monashah, if the Chassidim was Shalom Lishmo, what does it mean? That the Eidim signed this gift, not on behalf of this husband and this wife, but they signed it on behalf of another husband, another wife, another Yisrael. So anyway, it's not only that the Shalom Lishmo, it's not something that I'm inspired. In order that the Chassidus Eidim should be valid, Chassidus Eidim, it has to be nothing that I'm inspired. That they are working. Otherwise, it's not a Chassidus. It's not a Chassidus. So, what does it mean nothing that I'm inspired? Is the Baba, let's say, by Shal Goye, is the lady that tells the Eidim to sign it. By Geh, is the Baba that tells the Eidim to sign it. By Shal Gushi, is the Baba that tells the Eidim to sign it. Vashtamatone is the name in terms of the Eidim to sign it. So by guess, nothing is Messiah means if it is signed under the directive or the Baal. So if we are Heshish, maybe they signed Shalom Lishmo. So that means they signed it for another Baal. So who told them to sign? Another Baal. Not the Baal of the teacher to whom the Shliach is delivering the guest. So it's not only that it's possible because it's Shalom Lishmo. There is no Chassidus Eidim. It's not nothing that is higher. Why does Gemara say it's Shalom Lishmo? It's not nothing that is higher. And then he says, that even though they signed it's Shalom Lishmo, what is Ishtarai is the third? What kind of Ishtarai it is? If it's Shalom Lishmo, so it's nothing that is higher. It's not even nothing, midah. It's not even nothing that is higher. It's a very strong question. I think that I was reading a regard to this kashi, which is not on the Gemara, also says what it is law. So, I think they can answer Kavishleya's kashi. Now, the Gemara holds, now, we see the kashi when he explains the Gemara, the Shoshe of Shalom Yishmo. So he explains it on the basis of Shnei Yitzvishim. Why does Rashi have to explain it on the basis of Shnei Yitzvishim? On the basis of Shnei Yitzvishim, without the possibility of Shnei Yitzvishim, maybe, let's say, if I didn't like the Mishnah. The answer is because the Gemara said, very keenly, but you are the mere Chayish, we would say, stand up and die, we might be some Rabbanu Adatsu. So why Rabbanu Adatsu? What is it? Oh, he's Rebkin. And it's not even me, Tamot. We all are that even according to Ramea, we don't have to be Heshish. So it's a new Chaim also. Some simply die in Mitzvah Gmira. So why should Rabbanu be Heshish? The answer is, we don't have to be Heshish. We don't have to be Heshish. Maybe the Sefer doesn't know that he doesn't know. Some simply die in Mitzvah Gmira. So we don't have to be Heshish. So it's not even a new Tamot. So we don't have to Heshish, but we are Heshish for this contingency. True indeed, a safe thing, all safe things know, that is not Heshish. Because when one becomes a safer, he learns to become a safer. One doesn't just wake up in the morning and he says, today I'm becoming a safer. This is not the devil. So in other words, when someone becomes a safer to white kitten, he goes through a period of training. So in many ways, something where they die in Mitzvah, so they know that they know Lishmo. Why should we be Heshish? The Chachamim don't conjure up just Shoshet. But The reason as to why the Chachamim are Chachamim is because of the possibility, maybe in that city where the husband sent to get with the Shriah. So they are two Yisim Mishimen. There's Yisim Mishimen number one, and there's Yisim Mishimen number two. And maybe Yisim Mishimen number one decided to divorce his wife. So he came to the Sefer and he told the Sefer to write the get. So the Sefer wrote the get. Then the Yisim Mishimen number one changed his mind, and he decided to reconcile with his wife. Then after that, so he told the Sefer, I changed my mind, I don't want to divorce his wife. Then after that, Yitzchak ben Shimon number two showed up to the Sefer. And he said, I want to divorce my wife. So the Sefer asked him, what's your name? He said, Yitzchak ben Shimon. Said, oh, Yitzchak ben Shimon. So for the moment, and the Sefer is here to avoid work, so for the moment, he forgets the bit of the small sins, and he had to get ready, all available. So he says, I have to get ready. I don't have to do any work. So this is what we have to Bereshish. But not Bereshish, maybe the Sefer wrote the get Yom Yishmo. Because Tam Sukkah Nidayne, Mik Magmir. So we don't have to Bereshish. But that we have to Bereshish. Because even though Tam Sukkah Nidayne, Mik Magmir, but every person, even if he knows the Dina, on the spur of the moment, he might forget most fundamentally. On the spur of the moment, especially when he sees that he has a get already made. So that's only in regard to Ksiva Mishmo. That's only in regard to Ksiva Mishmo. Because Tam Sikha Didayne is Nigmarna. Tam Sikha Didayne is Nigmarna. But in regard to Ksiva Mishmo, every Jew can become an A. He doesn't have to know anything. But all Stam Jews know the Dinim of Mishmo. There is no such thing. Stam Sifra Nidayne Mikagimre. Because one doesn't become a Sefer unless he goes through a period of training. Just as Gemara says, read between the Tosfit and Mumche. So anyone who undertakes the Sheikh knows the Tosfit. That doesn't mean that every Jew on the street you meet knows the Tosfit. So just as you cannot say that every Jew you meet on the street knows the Tosfit, you cannot say that every Jew you meet on the street so knows the Din of the Shmo. And every Jew, if he's not a Roshe, can be an aid. Can be a name. So Mele, over there, when does Rashi resort to the passage of Tehshoshe of Reis and Shimen? That's in regard to the Ksivetage. But in regard to Ksivetage, there is no chance to die in Rima here, because every Jew can become a name. So Mele, of Bechishish, maybe they didn't know the Rima Mishmo. But the question that arises is this. Even if they do not know the Din of Mishmo, but Eidim, and that's really at the call from Gilgal's Kasha, but Eidim will not sign a shtar without Nasim Gassim's help. We too will sign a shtar if the Yishe will tell the Eidim to sign a shtar. So then the whole Raya of Shtores of Get is bottom. If we could be Rishi, Eidim, every Jew, that he might sign a get when the Yishe tells him to sign a get, so same of us all. So then the whole Rai of Shtores is one. So the whole Rai of Shtores is grounded in the fact that we are not Cheshit has to show Jews that they would sign when they are told by the Yishe to sign a get. And when will Eidim sign? If the Baal will tell him to sign. Now if the Baal will tell him to sign, so the Melech Mishmoto. So what does Mishmo mean? Mishmo means that they signed the get on behalf of this Baal and this Ish, in order that this get should be handed over by this Baal to this Ish. So that's Mishmo. And if Eidim signed it because the Baal Ashtar tells them to sign, so the Melech is Mishmo. Why did he sign it? Because the Baal told them, I want to divorce my wife. Now you sign the get. And then they sign. So why did they sign it? In order that this Baal should use this get in divorcing his wife. Isn't that Lishim Baal, Lishim Elisho, Lishim Yerash? So the Mele, what kind of a shosh is that? So even though we cannot say that Stam Jew knows the fear of Lishmo, but Stam Jew knows that he cannot sign the get unless the Baal tells him to sign. And me, if he signed the get on the direct of the Baal, so the mail is Lishmo. So the mail is Lishmo. So why are we afraid? Well, so the answer is this, that Rashi Shite is, according to Rashi, that's a machlekes Rashi in the Rambam. Rashi Shite in Menoches, in Zvochim, Menoches Dab Ben Zom Dalet, in Zvochim, I don't remember, I mean, which Dab, it's a line that, remember, I think. So Rashi Shite is that no machshoves of Lishmo and Shalom Lishmo, so the right thing has to be coupled to his verbalization. If you ever attended the Seder of the Ged, so you saw that when the Sefer lies the Ged, so he says, he verbalizes, Harei ani kesei es haget hazeh lishim aval, lishim yisho, lishim yir. And this is not just the Chumah, but certain things that are Chumah. But this, according to Rashi Shite, according to the number of the Sheini, is miyakib in the Lishmo, in every Lishmo, whether it's Lishmo of Kochi. Let's say, when somebody shechts, let's say, behemoth. So, if he shechts behemoth, so then, let's say, by hatos, so it's possible. By other components, it's kosher with all by Mishim Chayim. So, Rashi says, only if he verbalizes it. If he says, Tarim Sheikhi, the Sazeva Hazeh, Rishim Shim, and it happens to be the call of women. But if he doesn't verbalize it, it doesn't become possible. And we have chile, we are mechuyer to shech lishmo, so he has to say that he shech at the flishen huli. So that's Rashi Shite. You know lishmo, whether it's in Kochin, or in Yetisho, or in Sina Sivatere, about Shem, so that's another shayla, so there is a Reb Chaim, where this aloha applies to Shem also. But it certainly applies to Sina Sivatere. So in Mele, there is aloha, according to Rashi, that it has to be coupled to the verbalization. The Rambam is there. So Mele, according to Rashi, if something is required to be Lishmo, so it's not enough that he does it for the Baal and the Nisho and the Hirashi. He has to verbalize it in the time when he writes again. The Sefer has to say, Havi Nikitsi, the Sagita Zeh, Nishim Baal, Nishim Nisho, or Nishim Hirashi. So Mele, the reason is why we are Cheshish. Maybe, with Rabbanon the Cheshish, maybe the only sign that Shalom Lishmo is not that we are Hashish. Maybe Rubin Yeshe Ben Shimon number one. So he decided to divorce his wife. So he told the Sefer to write the get. Then he told the Nidin, you sign the get for me. I want to divorce my wife. Then he came and he changed his mind. And then the Mishnah number two wanted to write again. To write again. So it's not Ligabi Achina Sa'idin, we are not Cheshish for this. But Ligabi Achina Sa'idin, the Choshin is something else. Maybe two that the Baal told the Aiding to sign again. But they signed the get in order to be used by this Baal. But even though they signed the get in order they should be used by this Baal to this issue, to divorce her, so they did not verbalize at the time of the signing. How many people know this thing? So maybe that's why the Gemara doesn't mention that there is a possibility. Maybe it's not Ladas and Datam Israel. We are not even Cheshish. It's for that we are not Cheshish, because no one will sign again when it's not Asim Dan Israel. Now you ask, but Moshiach, justice vis-a-vis, the Kiddush again, we are Cheshish. But we are Shimon, maybe he's in Shimon number one, told the Sefer, to buy the get. And then he wrote, and then he changed his mind. And then the Isaiah Yisrael Shimon number two told the Sefer to write the get. So the Sefer decided to use the same get. So maybe we should be Cheshish. The same Choshe in regard to the Sefer. The answer is, when does That we don't have the hashish. Because Adam signed the death many times when Ibar decides to divorce his wife and he tells the Sefer to write the death, and then the last moment he changes his mind. So we may learn. So if he does change his mind, it's before the death is finalized, before it is finalized. So we have the hashish in regard to the Sefer again. But in regard to the Sefer Adam, we don't have the hashish. Because if the death was already finalized, not only by the writing of the death, but by the Sefer Adam too. So we don't have the hashish change. That he changed his mind and then another Yerushalayim. That would be too far-fetched. Everything is possible, but there is a limit to the Hashoshes. I mean, we're not just Hashoshes. We don't just conjure up all kinds of Hashoshes in the world. So in regard to the Ksimis again, we have to be Hashoshes. But in regard to the Ksimis again, we don't have to be Hashoshes. Maybe there is a joy of doing the Yerushalayim. Because the best with the Sefer will not allow the gift to be signed by the eating until he sees that the vow is fully determined to divorce his wife. But why the gift? Even if it's natural. So he wants to have it forever. But the finalization of the gift, Ksimis the eating, is not done until the vow is determined. But the Ksimis of the text of the gift. So that can be done by the Sefer, even if the vow is hesitating. So he can still write the text of it. Yes, what is it?
In the case of Shimon and Shimon, the guest that he so presented this other person was coming to the sign of it.
But we're not signed. We're not Hashish for that.
So then
when Rashi says, Shnei Yitzib and Shimon, when Rashi says Shnei Yitzib and Shimon, that's in regard to the Ksimis Aget.
Right.
But in regard to Ksimis Aget, the Shoshe is maybe being verbalized, because Rashi Shite is that get requires verbalization, that Rishmo requires verbalization.
So
the Melech, since the Shoshe is, maybe he didn't verbalize it, so the Melech, so we can answer our Gil Gaskashi. Because, so it doesn't have a sky with it. We are not Cheshesh. We are not Cheshesh. Maybe Adin will sign a gate when the Baal doesn't help. And we're not even Cheshesh. Maybe the Yesh Mishimin number one told him to sign, and then he changed his mind, because by the time that they even signed it, so then the Baal already made a full determination to go through it again. When the text of the get is written so many times, so the Sefer will write it even though the Baal is wavering. And he doesn't know, he says, I might decide to divorce my wife, so write the get. So the Sefer will write, but no one is going to have the even sign it until the final determination is made. So mainly we don't have to be afraid for the contingency of Shnei Yisrael Shimon in regard to the Ksivus Aget. We have to be afraid for the contingency of Shnei Yisrael Shimon in regard to the Ksivus Aget.
But then the Eidim will eventually make their Amira.
Yeah.
Or then
they the Eidim don't know, so then...
A
written get will be presented to the Eidim, and the Eidim will be told by the Baal to sign. Will be told by the Baal to sign it. So Mimele, that was Nazim doesn't sign. So we're not afraid for the contingency. Maybe they even signed it under directive of Yesim Mishima number one. And then Yesim Mishima number one changed his mind. And then Yesim Mishima number two showed up in Mezni. And he had the Sefer and the Sefer gave and a ready-made gift. First of all, the Sefer wouldn't do that. That he wouldn't do. The Sefer, on the spur of the moment, and being giger, to avoid work, so if he has a get that is all written up and all that is necessary, is to have the Ksimis Aedim, so he might forget and inadvertently tell him, oh, here is the get. But he will not give a get that he signed already for another husband. And then, that is highly, highly unlikely that the Eidim should sign the get before the Baal makes the final determination. To write the Ksivus Aget, so the Gemara mentions in the third period, Takon HaSefer, that was the situation many times, the Baal, while he was hesitating whether he should divorce his wife or not, he tells the Sefer to write. In case he decides to divorce, he'll have to get rid. You see, the Gemara in the third period is based upon that possibility. But not in regard to the Ksimis Aedim, and then something else. Even if this happened, even if this 7, the Tetzef and Shimon on the wall that first decided to divorce his wife, and he told the Sefer to write it, and then he told the Eidim to sign it. So, and then he changed his mind, and then Yisim and Shimon number 2 showed up in Bezen, and he wanted to have a get. So we're not chayshish that the Sefer would give him a sign get. We are only chayshish if the get was not signed as yet, just written, so at the spur of the moment the Sefer might forget. But we are not chayshish the Sefer that he would give him a sign get. Because that everybody knows. That everybody knows. The thing of Lishmo, not everybody knows. But Sina said, everybody knows. That Eidim have to sign on the directive of the Baal Shah. That is not only in Geh. That's our Chay Noh story. It's not our way too. So maybe we don't have to be Chay Shemish. But that when maybe Yitzhak Ben Shimon showed up, so then he'll ask for a get. So then the Sefer will tell him, I have already a get already made. And don't sign. Because the Baal himself knows that he has to tell the Eidim to sign. Because that's how Allah in own stories. That's how Allah in own stories. And this is really at the core of the Rias Kasha. Because Rabbi Kveger assumed that in order to be Shaloi Mishmo, then they must have signed it, Shaloi Yudasa Mishraim. So if we are afraid for this contingency of Shaloi Yudasa Mishraim, so then another story, there should also be such a church. The answer is, we're not afraid for this contingency. Maybe they even signed it under the directive of another husband, not the husband of this wife to whom the get is given. We are afraid, maybe they even signed it while they signed it under the directive of the husband. So they didn't say, how are you going to case me? We should bow, we should wish us. Now, that's all. Now, I'm going to begin within less than 5 minutes, I'll start the other sharing. It will be very short because I just want to finish the second period. But within less than 5 minutes, I want to start the sharing. We discuss Kamikligat Kashi. Kamikligat Kashi is, why would Gemara say that the Chachomim, why would Rabbi say that the Chachomim require the Shliach to say, Bifonayachtam, because of Shlishma. If he says Bifonayachtam, so then it is enough. Because what's the Choshe? Maybe it was written Lishmo, but signed Shalom Lishmo. Now if it was written Lishmo, how is it possible that it should be written Lishmo and that it should be signed Shalom Lishmo? They should be signed Shalom Lishmo. Only it was written, the Sefer wrote it, in order that this particular Baal should divorce his wife with that get, and they even signed it, Shalom Dabam Mishchayev. So they even signed Shalom Dabam Mishchayev, so it's not only Shalom Mishmo. It's no chsim, it's no interest, no story of this possible. So I said at that time, that according to Rashi, and then I saw that Rav Zvigar himself mentioned it. I didn't remember at that time that Rav Zvigar himself mentioned it. That according to Rashi Shita, that in all Mishmo, whether it's in Kodshim or in Ge, or in Sinat in the Torah, there is a loche that the Machshove Mishmo has to be coupled with the verbalization. In other words, it's not enough if the Sefer or the Eidim just have the mind to write a get or to sign a get on behalf of this Baal, on behalf of this Isha, in order that he should be able to regardish his wife with this get. But he has to say it. I mean, this is the practice. So when the Sefer starts writing again, he says, Hari Kesey, that I get, Lishim Moish, Lishim Abal, Lishim Mishol, Lishim Yersh. And the Eidim also, they have to say it, they have to verbalize it. Hari Mechesey, Lishim Abal, Lishim Mishol, Lishim Yersh. Lishim Yersh. So in the Mele, here, the Choshi is, when Rashi says that we are Cheshish, only for Shneis and Shimon, that's in connection with the Xenophagy. Because who wants to get a Sefer? So Stam Sefer, the Yain and Midman Mire. So there isn't even a muted need of something who don't know the Dino Mishmo. Because one does not become a Sefer just like that. Out of the blue sky, he goes through a period of training. So he knows the Dino Mishmo, according to Rashi. But we are afraid maybe there was an incident with the Yitzhak Shimon, and maybe Yitzhak Shimon number one, so told the Sefer Tovah to get, and the Sefer wrote again, and then Yitzhak Shimon number one changed his mind, said Yitzhak Shimon line, then Yitzhak Shimon number two showed up, and he told the Sefer Tovah to get, so the Sefer said, oh, I have to get already, and at the spur of the moment. So he forgot about the din of Tishmo. So that's in regard to Kfilis Hagid. So in regard to Kfilis Hagid, we have to be afraid for the contingency of Shnei Yitzhak Shimon. Because otherwise we shouldn't be Cheshish. Because Tam Sifren Zayin Dikmat Mere. So there isn't even Yehudah in Yehudah. Nothing. But because of that. So that Shoshi is like Yehudah in Yehudah. So the Rabbon Mudas, Mashiach came regarding a sinner's idea. Anybody can become an Eli, an Eli. So there is no chazoke that Stam Jews in Midbar Mire. There is no such chazoke. Stam Sifren Zayin in Midbar Mire, but not Stam Jews in Midbar Mire. So in Mele, there is a possibility that they don't know the Nilom Shmo. But even though there is a possibility they don't know the Nilom Shmo, it's impossible that they should sign each other in Shmo. Because if the Baal told them to sign it, and they signed it because the Baal told them to sign it, so there is Rishmo. What does Rishmo mean? Rishmo means he signed it on behalf of this Baal. If the Baal told them to sign it, and they signed it in order that this Baal should be able to divorce this wife with this guest, so that's Rishmo. But Rashi Shita is that all Rishmo requires verbalization. Sometimes Jews don't know the din of Mishmo, that it requires verbalization. So that's the question. So that, Rabbi Kriya himself mentioned it, I thought. But the question is, how about the Shulchan Rambam? So then it's not possible in all other stories. Because it is not in Bas Mishai. We're not Cheshish. Maybe they signed it when another husband told them to sign, not this husband. Then it would be possible in all stories. Not knowing it. So it's not nothing that I'm Israel, it's not Echsime, it's nothing, it's nothing at all. But we are in change. Maybe they signed it under the directive of the Baal. But they didn't couple it with the verbalization. They didn't say, Harim Chesmi, Rishima Baal, Shin Yishon, Shin Yishon. According to Rashi, so Echsime is put in the right. Because every Mishmo has to be coupled with the verbalization. But so according to Rashi, we can answer our discussion. But how about the Rambam Shitei? So even according to the Rambam Shitei, the Mishmo doesn't have to be coupled with the verbalization. So then you can add. So all it requires is they should have that Machshava. And what Machshava means? If the Baal told them to sign, and they signed it because the Baal told them to sign, so maybe it's Rishmo. The answer is, it's possible that sometimes when he is signing, now takes this in volunteer, I think it's after Yudayim says that it's possible for a husband to write, to execute to be. One guest should be the guest starting it. And one guest should be Ishtara. He doesn't formulate it in that lotion, I mean to be, but takes it as a kashe in case a get is lost. So I mean something says, why couldn't Eli give another get to the Isha to serve as a Raya, as long as we know that she is divorced? So why couldn't we give another get? Anyway, so from that case that means Mucha, that it's possible for Eli to execute to sign to be one get to be used as a shtar kinyan, and the other get to be used as a shtar ra. And the same thing means that if someone is mikadish, you know, one can be mikadish an isha because even can be mikadish a shtar. So it's possible, according to this basis, that if a husband is mikadish an isha with kesef, as today, so everybody is mikadish an isha with a tabas. So it's still possible, according to Tesis, that the same husband should give her a shtar. Not a shtar dushin, a shtar kinyan of dushin, but a shtar ayah, in order that the isha should have a right. She shouldn't have to produce anything all the time when she wants to prove that she is married to a certain man. So, point Tetzves, it's possible that even though that the Baal was in Kadisha with the Tabas with Tetzves, he should still give a Shtab Dushura. Just as we can execute a Shtab Rayo Balboi, so we can execute the Shtab Rayo Gift. The Hitler of Rabbi David there, the Mordechai of the Dushim, mentions in the name of Rabbi David there that this is impact. Because all stories are the Pixar. Except there is a Xeras Akosuf in Yirye, because we need to say to Abachasei. So Rabbi David says, this Xeras Akosuf, because he says to Abachasei, applies only to money. There is no Xeras Akosuf with Rabbi David. So then the question arises, how will it get effective? How is the Shtabush effective? It should be Pixar. The answer is, there is a Xeras Akosuf, because of course it's a Tritzel. And Makisha Bayam is here, so there's a Xeras Akosuf of Shtal Dush. But that Xeras Akosuf tells us of a Shtal, of a Yet, that divorces, that terminates the marital relationship between the husband and the wife, that it is not here. That Xeras Akosuf of Makisha Bayam is here tells us that there is a Shtal that makes a marriage, that it is not here. So the melee, so then it's not the Pixar. And if it is effective in the Shtaki, and so maybe it's effective in the Shtakai also. But if it becomes the issue with Kesef, Rabbi David says, he cannot give her a Shtakai, which is the blessing, because it's Pixomo. By our voyeur, there is a separate Zer Zakoso, a special Zer Zakoso, because it is the Mohasim. So that's contrary to this. So maybe, according to the Shite, that there is our there is Aloch of Shtarayim is Baget, so the Mele, the reason is why the Chachamim Mochish is Baget. Maybe they do sign with Jolim Shmo. And the Kikash of Rabbi Meir is, according to the Chachamim Shite, that Rishmo does not have to be coupled with a brother relation. So the Mele, what kind of Chashosh is there? What if we know that the Get was written with Shmo? So then there should be an Chashosh. Unless we are Hishish, maybe somebody else, not a Baal told him to sign. Another Baal told him to sign. So then it would be possible by other stories also. So it's not asking that it's higher. But according to Rashi, she said it has to be coupled with the organization. So the Shoshi here is not less they who signed it. So it's not on its higher. Then it would be possible by other stories also. But maybe they signed it on the data of higher, but they didn't couple it with the verbalization. They didn't say, Harimu Chesmin, Rishim Abalashim, Rishim Shigeyashim. But according to the Rambam, there is no such requirement that they should say, Harimu Chesmin, Rishim Abalashim, Rishim Shigeyashim. So as long as they signed it, because the Baal told them to sign it, so it was more. Unless we are Hashish, maybe they signed it without authorization by the Baal. Then it's only Mishmo. But then now it's not only Cholim Mishmo. Then it's for some other stories also, it's not that it's not Mishmo. So it's not just that there's seeming Cholim Mishmo, there is no thing altogether. That's how we ask Hashish. The answer is no. We are Hashish. We are not Hashish. Maybe they signed it, Cholim Gaza Mishmo. If we want to be Hashish for that, we have to be Hashish by all stories. But then it wouldn't have an echzimek, it wouldn't be an echzimek. But we are chesed, maybe they even signed it midat ha-mishraim. But when they signed it, their intention was to sign it in order that the Nisha should have a right to get married. But they didn't sign it with the intention that it should be used by the vow to terminate the marital relationship so that she will become divorced with that guest. Maybe their intention was just to sign it in order to come to the Nisha, that the Nisha should have a right, but not that this guest should terminate the marital relationship. So then Cholim Mishmo, that's how Mishmo it is. But Cholim Mishmo, so you ask, so that is all right according to the Shita of Faith. But how about the Shita of Rabbi Avida? How about the Shita of Rabbi Avida? And the Rambam, we have to say, agrees with the Shita of Rabbi Avida. Because the Rambam Shita is that all stories is only the Rabbanon. And with the right hand, there is no Aloha of Shtoret, and it is the Pesachim. So the Kasha of the Rambam is, but how about the Dushim of Shtoret? So Rav Chaim says that the Rambam is made that Shtoretinian is special to the Sakosu. And if Shtoretinian is special to the Sakosu, so once it is effective and Shtoretinian, so the middle turns off the Shtarayet. But
But in the case where it's not affected in the Shtatlin, so by Shtorimonim it's only affected in the Rabbonim, but with Raisim, even by Shtorimonim it's not affected. Firstly, by Tishnugdushin it couldn't be affected. So the Rambam. So even though according to the Rambam, one would not have to be executed two gifts, one get a Nishtatim and one get a Nishtarayim. So that's the truth of the deen. But it's likely, the baby manatot shlomdim, and the baby, through the excited midat ha-mitzrayim, so the male decided, more than that it should be used by the Nishok, but their intention was to sign that case in order to accommodate the Nishok, that the Nishok should not be in a situation where she will not be able to prove that she was divorced. But their intention was not to sign it in order that this case should terminate the marital relationship, if possible. So we are hesh for that. Even though our Pidin, there couldn't be such a starayim. But that doesn't mean that the Pidin had to follow up the Pidin the way it is according to the Rambam. So even though according to the Rambam, there couldn't be a get, a get couldn't be effective in the starayim if it is not a starayim. But it's very possible that Aiden don't know the deen, and they know there is such a thing as Ishtarayeh. So Mele, when the Baal Ashtar, the Baal, told them to sign it, they so decided, but with the intention that the Ishe should be able to use it as a riot, but they didn't have the intention to sign it in order that the Baal should divorce his wife with that. So then it's only Mishmor, but he doesn't try it. Now, the Rashi here, when the Gemara, now let's see, the Gemara here, according to Rashi. So the Gemara, I'm pointing it out because there is a difference between Rashi Pshat the Gemara and Tehi Pshat the Gemara. Now according to Rashi, so when the Chachomim, when Rabbi says that the Foranechta was elected because of Mishmo, so we are mamish cheshish for shalom mishmo because of the contingency, the possibility of shnei mishmo. According to Tzitzit, we are not cheshish for that because if we want the cheshish for it, so even if it was written mishmo, it would be possible according to Rameya because it's not more there. Then so it's not cheshish for it. So what is the cheshish? The cheshish is maybe the baal will be there. Maybe the baal will be there. So in other words, so that's the only weakness why the Chachomim enacted in the Shliach should take for that and for that. Not to make sure that there is no Shalom Lishmo Mikadatma, but only to be able to preclude a new of the Baal. They will be known after Chabon, Hoche Heinrich Mishul Yare Rabbao, Vihima Shikot Viyat, and Tirkin of Islamic, who have him already, now, Rashi, the Gemara, has the same kashrut. Ali the Rabbi and Ali the Rabbi. Now, we went over the Gemara, Ali the Rabbi. So, now let's go over the Gemara, Ali the Rabbi. Well, what is the only Ali the Shini in the Sukhli Kaim? We boy is great. You need to have that you shut it down. So, the Gemara says, the Dehu Nan Misu. Even Ali the Dehu Nan Misu, the Dehu Nan Misu, the Dehu Nan ויצחד יישוי, אבל לא ויצחד יישוי זה שישי שם לדעות, זה אבי לא משהו באבי לא משהו באבי, בי, תרן, בדין הוא מדביקים שתורת סמר לזה, כי במשלוק איזו, במשלוק איזו, אנחנו השטר השטרף נצא מבית, ורבון הוא דעת, לא אוכל שמדין, יעקום רבון, חי כולו יחום, לא, די מטרס פתחי, לא יוסי באו מהר הוא פוסוי, חד עושי באו מהר הוא פוסוי, תרן, כי אם יום אמר, בפני כמה נעיסנו אליי, רבי יחד ורב חנינה, חד אומר בפני שניים וחד אומר בפני גימו, So the same piece of Gemara, the whole Shachman Tzai, the Gemara had before Ali the Rabbi, the Gemara now has mentioned Ali the Rabbi. So one would be tempted to say, it's the same thing. But according to Rashi, it's not much the same thing, according to Rashi. You see, because according to Rashi, so they are two possibilities. In other words, the Shriya, the money, the Shriya testimony, according to Rashi, I'll leave it up. So the Shriya testimony is required for two separate reasons.
What we need to why is we have testimony of before a yachta. And before a yachta is required is in order to make sure to eliminate even a remote possibility, even the minute possibility, to eliminate even a remote possibility that the get was written Shalom Yishmo because of the contingency of Shnei Yishmo. So the Mele, the Shuliach has to say before a yachta is before a yachta, thereby ascertaining that there was no contingency of Shnei Yishmo. But then there is another, the Shuliach testimony is required for another reason, in order to rebut the possibly possible evil of the Baal. So if the Shliach will sing for that people next time, then the Baal will come, the Baal will be never the possible yet. Now that the Shliach sings for that people next time, so the Baal will come and become so.